I see the former Labour Foreign Minister Gareth Evans has now joined the calls for the establishment of a nuclear waste storage facility in Australia. Last week, Professor Evans, as he now is, told the Scarce Royal Commission, it's in South Australia, looking into the pros and cons of building a storage facility in South Australia, said, quote, "My personal view is it's a no-brainer." He said Australia, quote, "would unquestionably stand very tall in the international community," unquote, if it got, quote, "ahead of the game on this issue." He said, "I think it's time we just grew up a bit." Remember last month, the Resources Minister Josh Frydenberg released a short list of six locations where a waste facility could be built, but for Australian nuclear waste storage only. A shipment of reprocessed nuclear waste arrived in Australia from France yesterday to be stored at the Lucas Heights facility. But that is our nuclear waste, sent to France to be processed so it is fit for long-term storage, and then it's sent back home. We should be storing this sort of waste for other countries who'll pay $1 million a ton to send 240,000 tons of spent uranium currently looking for a home to offshore storage facilities. Pays off our national debt. There are also other benefits, of course, and I've mentioned these before, arising from new reactors which can extract energy from stored fuel rods and convert it to cheap electricity. I mean, this idea is gaining pace and momentum. We need to move quickly. As Gareth Evans says, we must be ahead of the game, or more importantly, he said, "I think it's time we grew up a bit."